Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
God, they're all pregnant around here, aren't they?
Are they?
Joe Wiley's pregnant now.
Is she?
Yeah.
Blimey.
I'm going to get pregnant.
Is she? Are you winding me up?
No, she really is.
Right.
She announced it this morning.
Oh. Wow.
I know. Hey, where have you been?
Well, I've been very busy today.
All right.
Can I ask who the first person in the building to do the hilarious "Oh, am I the dad?" joke was?
Well, I'm getting loads of texts on 8111 and down, going, "Good, well done, son. I never knew he had it, new Scott." So I don't know if she's been saying that I'm the father of her child.
All right.
Don't point the finger at me. I'm the last person you should point the finger at. But well done to Joe. Congratulations to her.
Yeah, very well done. Congratulations.
Very exciting today. We went to meet Wing at the airport this morning, and she is now in the country, our favourite singer, and we even got her picked up in a limo. She had a long journey, Auckland to Bangkok, then a 3-hour wait, then Bangkok to London. Didn't get her a direct flight. And she is here, and she is now in a hotel just around the corner from Radio 1.
Raid in the minibar.
Yeah, I need to check that. She better not be raid in the minibar. She said she was going to go to sleep.
That's what she told you.
She had a long flight.
She's already watched 3 films.
So we're in the limo, right? We got some balloons, a few anyway, and there was the one that doesn't speak, and there's Becky, and we're all trying to chat to her, and she didn't seem to be that interested. I mean, sometimes when you're on a long flight, you're like, oof, when you come off, okay?
Yeah.
But we were doing the kind of London tour thing. We're like, this is Regent Street, Wing. And she was like, and there's Piccadilly Circus. Mm-hmm. Leicester Square. Not interested at all.
Was it like, is it like when we all go in a car with you and you sit there with your sunglasses on, texting people, not talking to us?
No, I did talk to her a bit.
All right.
But I worked out why she wasn't talking at the end of the journey. Because she went... Now, we had taken on a bit of a tour, to be honest. It was a scenic route. She went, "Ooh, thank goodness we've stopped. My stomach, not good." I think she felt a bit travel sick. I think she was almost sick in the back of our limo.
So she was quiet because she was spending the whole time trying not to puke.
Yeah, she was.
Oh, bless. She was,
I'm sure people have been sick in the back of that limo before, just not at 8:10 in the morning. But she's here anyway.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Podcast.
Oh, The Apprentice was good last night, wasn't it? Did you see it?
It was very, very good. Very funny.
I won't ruin it for you if you didn't see it, if you've still got it ready to see tonight or maybe whatever over the weekend. But they went to Marrakesh in Morocco, and Sir Alan gave them a list of things to get from the markets of Marrakesh, didn't they? Now, yeah. One of the things on the list, which I thought would be the easiest thing to get, was the green mosque alarm clock.
Mm.
Now, here's what they had to do.
Lee heads straight to the electrical market for a green plastic mosque alarm clock.
Now, I used to have millions of these.
You did.
Do you remember?
Yes. You were the first.
I was shouting at the TV, "Oh, that'd be easy. That's the easiest thing on the list," because there was some juicer they had to get and all sorts of really complicated things. Something to do with a cow.
Yeah, some chicken. You were the first person that I thought of when I saw that mosque clock last night. You'd have been the perfect team leader for that task.
Because I used to buy them in Dubai when I went there. Mm. And when I was doing early breakfast, I had to get up at 3 a.m. The sound of the mosque alarm clock, 7 of them, would wake me up every morning because... Not every morning, but some.
Depending on whether the wine had been on the night before.
Yeah. Now, they were paying, I think it was £20 for one of these alarm clocks. Here's what they sound like.
Did I not sound?
Yeah.
Well, they're very impressed, weren't they? £20? I remember once refusing to pay £3 for one of these, and a man chased me down the street... And said, "Okay, £2." So the UAE equivalent of £2.
A man chased you down the street just shouting £2 at you. Really?
Yeah. They're cheap. They're ripped off the green mosque alarm clock. Also, did you notice that Michael last night, because he was in a foreign country, he starts trying to speak like them. Listen.
This is great. This is cow skin, yes? But I need one with tail.
with tail. I need one with tail.
This is far too much for us. How can you expect us to pay this much?
£2,500 for a cowhide that's got holes in it?
Far too much for us.
Has he gone Italian?
Yeah. He was in Morocco.
Yeah, where they speak French.
Now, Matt, who works on the Chris Moyles show, has been trying to avoid finding out who got fired all day on The Apprentice. He wants to watch it tonight. He's just, every time everyone talks about it, oh, did you see The Apprentice last night? He goes, shut up! Just shut up! So, Becky, who works on the show, has been having some fun with this today and just called him up a bit earlier on.
Radio 1.
Hi, it's Becky.
Oh, hello.
Are you back at your desk?
Yes, I am.
I just wanted to ask you something.
Where are you calling from?
Downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
I just have something really important to tell you.
Yes.
You know, last night, on The Apprentice...
No, I'm not.
Why?
Very seriously. Taking it
didn't
very
sound
seriously.
Very happy there, did he? Right.
So we waited a bit, and then rang him back.
What?
Hello?
No, don't spoil it, seriously.
Why?
Because I've gone through the whole day without finding out who it is.
But I wouldn't even think to tell you it was Lee and Helen.
All day he's been trying to avoid it. And again. Oh, that was it. Just rang once, he picked it up and put it back down. And again.
Yes.
Hello, sorry.
I can't believe you just did that.
I wouldn't do that to you. I'm not going to tell you the real people,
Becky,
would I?
I'm a bit annoyed about it because... Oh.
How have you gone this far without
even
finding...
Well, because, look, every time Newsbeat have been going on about it, I've just, like, blocked my ears and, like, in the Moyles meeting today, and now you just come on and just... I just think it's well out of order, really.
But I wouldn't just tell you who it really was. If I was going to do that, I'd say it was Alex and Claire.
Oh, fuck.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Wing, our favourite singer, is now in the UK. We picked Wing up at the airport this morning. If you don't know who Wing is, she's been in an episode of South Park. Also, you're going to love this, chappers.
Yeah.
Right? This is from New Zealand TV News, right, because she lives in New Zealand.
Uh-huh.
She's a big star. She appears in an advert over there at the moment for a low-budget airline, which I'll play you in a minute. First of all, check this out from the news.
Wing is about to release her debut music video, thanks to budget travel website Grab A Seat, which has signed her as an official ambassador.
So she appears in an advert for a low-budget airline, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what song she sings in the ad. This ad is amazing.
No idea.
Here's a bit of it now for you. Planes.
Wind Beneath My Wings.
Yep.
It must have been cold playing my shadow.
And through the ad, she's got her arms stretched out like a plane.
You'll never have sunlight on your face. You'll be content to let me shine.
You do need to watch this. The best bit is where she goes along on the baggage carousel as she's picking up her bags at the arrivals.
She's on the baggage carousel.
Yeah, she's just
as if she's part of the luggage.
I was the one
with her arms outstretched.
Why, you are the one with all the strings.
She is appearing at Radio 1's big weekend in Maidstone. On Sunday, Usher is opening on Saturday at 1 o'clock, and on the BBC introducing stage, Wing is opening on Sunday at 1 o'clock. So if you want to see Wing, do not be late. BBC introducing stage, 1 o'clock, Sunday. You have got to see this ad. What I've done is put it on the Scott Mills pages at Radio 1 Online, so... Watch it now. You can see all the photos from when we went to meet her at the airport to pick her up from her flight earlier. And check out her amazing new video.
If she has
right now.
If she does an advert for an airline, then couldn't she have got that airline to fly her over here as part of her deal rather than you pay for her?
Oh, yeah.
I think she's already started to fleece you.
Now, she's in a hotel just around the road from Radio 1 now. We are going to check if she's raided the mini bar later.
A few nightcaps.
So, we picked her up and we brought her back in a limo.
Mm-hmm.
was supposed to be full of balloons. There was four in them. One of them had deflated. And there was some champagne in the limo as well. We thought, it's 7:30 in the morning. Don't really feel like it. And Wing didn't look like she felt like it. But now, ladies and gentlemen, here it is. This is the first interview Wing has ever done on UK soil in the back of a car this morning.
Okay, so we're in the limo on the way to London and Wing is with me. Wing, welcome to my country.
Thank you. I was happy to come.
I know we've kind of made you a last-minute booking on the festival, but we're very, very happy to have you here, and a lot of your fans are very, very excited.
I'm excited and nervous too, and I'm glad to see all my fans here.
Do you know who else is going to be performing at Radio 1's big weekend, apart from you?
No.
Okay, we have somebody called Usher. Do you know him?
No.
We have a band called the Fratellis.
No.
We have Madonna.
Yes.
You heard of her?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. She's such a big superstar.
Yeah. So she's going to be at the same festival as you. How do you feel about that?
It is really, really great to have a chance to sing together and meet together with such a superstar.
Yes. Well, we're very, very pleased to have you here at Radio 1's big weekend, and Maidstone cannot wait, so thank you very much for coming along.
Thank you.
Now, I'm a bit concerned that she thinks she is going to be singing with Madonna.
Yeah, that's what it did sound like.
If you are coming to big weekend, that is not the case. I just need to point that out. There we are. Wing, she's in the UK right now. Have a look at the photos and the amazing video for the airline that she didn't come on to get here at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.